TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
It's Friday.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
I'm Jim Lord.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
I know, but it's Friday.
But kindness is the answer.
On here, on now, and
everywhere.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, it's Friday. It's the 26th day of April, and today is National Autobahn Day. Now, before you misunderstand and think I said Autobahn, spelled A-U-T-O-B-A-H-N, which is the highway system in Germany that's just like our interstate system here in the U.S., except between cities, there is no speed limit. Yeah, no speed limit. And the left lane is only for passing. Of course, at 160 miles per hour, you're passing everybody who's driving sensibly, so then you stay in the left lane. And just a little more than a year ago, I was on the Autobahn in Germany. However, I think we went only about 115 miles per hour. But I digress. Today is National Autobahn Day, spelled A-U-D-U-B-O-N, named after the man John James Autobahn. Today would be his birthday. And if today happens to be your birthday too, well, of course, happy birthday to you. John James Autobahn was born on this day in 1785. He grew up to be both an amazing artist and a scientist. He absolutely loved birds. Even as a child, he drew and painted many amazing pictures that featured birds. But his interest in birds went much deeper than drawing them. He studied birds from a scientific point of view. So without further ado, here is a beginning of a famous hero story about him. It's called The John James Audubon Story, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Famous Hero.
John James Audubon was a French boy who was born on his father's sugar plantation in Haiti, a small island country in the Caribbean Sea. The date was April 26, 1785. Even as a young child, John was fascinated with birds, all kinds of birds. The Audubon family lived in a peaceful village near fields and woods where they could go for wonderful walks. John's father encouraged his love of birds and would point out to his son their graceful movements, the soft beauty of their feathers, and their seasonal departures and returns. Still quite young, John also learned to play the violin and the flute, but he most loved roaming the woods, studying birds, their eggs, and nests, and he began making drawings of them. At 12 years of age, John left for military school, where his father intended for him to become a sailor. But John had a terrible problem with seasickness, as well as no interest in navigation. So he returned home. Cheerfully, back on solid ground, he once again began exploring nature and, of course, focusing on birds. Eventually, at 18 years old, John immigrated to the United States. He married a young woman named Lucy, who shared his love and interest of birds. John James Audubon became an important scientist, an ornithologist, which is a scientist who focuses on birds. He even discovered 25 new species of birds in America. And this man, who had loved birds even as a small child, also became an amazing painter of birds. People say his paintings of birds look so real you could almost expect them to fly right off the page. His most famous book is called The Birds of America, which is loved by people all over the world. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too.
We'll be right back.
So is there something that interests you like birds did John James Audubon? Is there something you are passionate about? Can you use that interest, that passion, to help others? Are you willing to work hard to make that happen? Just some thinking points on this Friday morning. Okay, still to come, another visit with my old Irish pappy, the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. So don't go away. Well, let's take a journey back in time to visit the memory of my old Irish pappy, a man just full of wisdom about life and how to live it better. Oh, but wait, this is Friday, so let's quickly review what he taught us Monday through Thursday, shall we?
Monday.
Pappy said when he was young, he used to wonder why he needed to learn some of the subjects they were teaching in school. He didn't think he'd ever need them in the life he saw himself having. But then he discovered how important it is in life to know at least something about many things. It makes for a well-rounded life and helps greatly in decision-making throughout life. So treat each subject in school with the same respect, whether it comes naturally to you or not.
Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday and Wednesday kind of go together this week. Everybody has wishes. Everybody has dreams. But the people who actually see their wishes and dreams come true are the ones who turned their wishes and dreams into goals and then developed a plan to achieve their goals. And then on Wednesday, since Wednesday was National Bucket List Day, Pappy said it again. Everybody has dreams, but the people who actually see their wishes and dreams come true are the ones who turned their wishes and dreams into goals and then developed a plan to achieve their goals.
Thursday.
Pappy says someday you're going to be working for a living, and what that means is that you'll be selling your time to somebody in exchange for money. So start right now making your time worth as much as you possibly can by educating yourself and developing the skills you'll be using to the best they can possibly be. Okay, and now for Friday, here he is, my old Irish pappy.
Nobody's going to respect you if you go walking around all the time, dragging your chin like a deadhead. Instead, you need to work on enthusiasm. Teach yourself enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for life. Then practice enthusiasm all day, from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed. And the first step to being an enthusiastic life is to have a thankful life. You need to think about that one. You do.
That's right. Nobody's going to respect you if you just walk around all the time dragging your chin like a deadhead. Instead, you need to work on enthusiasm. Teach yourself enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for life. Then practice enthusiasm all day from the time you wake up in the morning till you go to bed. And the first step to an enthusiastic life is to have a thankful life. Now it's time for the question of the day. We talked earlier about John James Audubon and the work that he did in his lifetime. Besides the hundreds of pictures of birds he painted, and of course the millions of prints made from those original paintings, there is something else, something big, that we still have today named after him. In fact, it continues the work he did in the study and protection of birds. So here's your question. What is it? What is it that we have today that is named after John James Audubon and that continues the work he did in the study and protection of birds? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here on Monday. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now about yesterday's question. Yesterday, as you know, was National Teach Your Children to Save Day.
So your question was about saving money. What if you were able to earn and save, say, $10 a week? How much money would you have in just 1 year? How much money would you have in 10 years? Well, Riley from Huntsville, Alabama, says by saving just $10 a week, in 1 year you would have $520. And in 10 years, you would have $5,200. And that's right. So thank you, Riley, for that. But maybe it's not possible to save $10 a week right now. Save something. When you can, save $10 a week. And then, when you can, save $20 a week. When you're a little older and have a job, save $50 a week or more. At $50 a week, in 10 years, you would have $26,000. And that's without interest. If you save it in a bank, you'll earn interest on it. Later, when you can invest some of your savings and earn much more interest. When you start saving regularly, it doesn't really matter how much you save at a time. What matters is that you do save the same amount regularly over time, and increase the amount when you can. It will add up much faster than you may think. And keep in mind, there are lots of people who have done this, and they are able to live off just the interest on their savings without using their savings at all. It's certainly something to think about. Okay, here's hoping you have a great weekend. Stick around. One more quick segment is just ahead. But as for me, I will see you the first thing next week for the Monday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
To say the human body is an incredible machine is certainly an understatement. While on the one hand, it is only one breath or one heartbeat away from death, it can also take a considerable amount of abuse and be very forgiving. However, year after year of habitual mistreatment will eventually take its toll. Volumes of books have been written concerning ever-increasing knowledge on this subject. Listen, sickness can rob you of your dreams. Sickness is expensive, and although most health problems won't totally stop you, they can become chronic, thereby permanently limiting your ability to produce. And something else, many health problems that people experience can be completely avoided with a few common sense rules. So make the opportunity to learn about and practice good health rules. It can avoid a lot of regret. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord, with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNMornings.com.